She writes about her love for mango juice on a whopping 7 pages. Now her friend, when she goes mad, goes through several stages. And how her mother always uses the stirring attachment of the drill for mixing dough, and how that makes her think of that bad name Bill to spill. And then 10 pages full of most intimate thoughts about her favorite telenovelas and an essay on self-made perfume containing cloves and cardamom and anise seed. But it all can fill my heart with glee, 'cause though she writes about a whole lot of things, she never ever mentions me. She seems fond of cats, especially of ragdolls and Maine Coons. This is where things get, oh, but that is followed by her thoughts on silver spoons. And then she goes on ranting about her favorite cactus and how yesterday she noticed that it's got an ugly spot, which hopefully will go away. Some more pages full of most intimate thoughts about her favorite chewing gum and how she can't stand okra, olives, peas and dill. And I promise if I ever get the chance to cook her dinner, I'll remember that if only for a single paragraph. My humble self could once be where it's at. Man, this is frustrating. I'll sneak back into a room and quietly return this thing to where it lay. But no, I'll have another glance. Maybe, perhaps there's still a chance she might have something relevant to say. Sadly not what I hope for, 'cause you see, though she writes about a whole